This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
Another gambling story, sports gambling story, this time in the NFL. The attorney for Arizona Cardinals director of college scouting, that's Ryan Gold, that attorney says, he's saying he called the league's accusations against Ryan Gold blatantly false. Ryan Gold was suspended indefinitely Friday for violating the NFL's gambling policy. Now, what did he gamble on, Michael? There's nothing going on. There's no sports. According to Gold's attorney, Mike Caspino, Ryan Gold has been an outstanding NFL executive for over a decade. The accusations made by the league regarding his participation in prohibited gambling activities are blatantly false. We have demanded an appeal, and we look forward to clearing his good name. The NFL on Friday said its investigation determined that Gold provided confidential, non-public inside information regarding the 2026 NFL draft and selections by the Cardinals before the picks were announced, and that Gold also participated in parlay bets on NFL and college games. The league didn't say to whom Gold had provided the information. Gold's attorney said that the gambling activity in question was Gold's wife making $10 weekly bets with a group of high school friends on parlays, and that Gold was not involved. He also said that Gold could not have divulged the Cardinals' draft picks because he didn't know who they were picking, and that only team owner Michael Bidwell and general manager Monty Austinfort did. They're the only two that knew, huh?
I mean, there could have been maybe some excitement about stuff, but if I'm the general manager, that guy's job is his job, but it's only going to be owner, general manager, coach who are in the room and maybe other people who advise us.
In the war room?
That guy's just a scout.
But there's way more than just those three people in the draft war rooms. Usually 20 people in there. However, I don't disagree. I would say owner, GM, coach are the only ones
that make the decisions
and full on know. You can have an idea. Ryan Gold could have an idea who they're picking and maybe use that information to gain some ground. But I don't know. Seems like maybe I'm numb to this. I'm just tired of it. It seems like a nothing burger.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe.
If it's his wife and the lawyer says it's his wife, I don't care.
I mean, they said that they found the NFL on Friday said its investigation determined that Gold provided confidential, non-public inside information regarding the draft before the picks were announced. I mean, dude, you know guys are doing that all the time. Yeah, we're probably going to draft the kid out of Utah. You know, that kind of stuff happens all the time. I don't know. How the hell?
Yeah.
How the hell do you pretend to govern this thing?
Yeah, this is, gambling has gotten everywhere.
Yeah.
Just like everywhere. Members of the military have been caught
nasty
gambling
stuff
on, you know, political stuff.
SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey, according to ESPN, said Monday that he continues to have conversations with congressional leaders about the Protect College Sports Act, but stopped short of saying whether all the conference's suggested changes need to be implemented for it to support the bill.
During wide-ranging comments to open SEC Media Day, Sankey spent a large portion of his remarks discussing the bill, spearheaded by Senator Ted Cruz and Maria Cantwell, which aims to reshape college sports. The SEC does not support the bill in its current form, and Sankey confirmed there have been real conversations about whether the league should break away, as Georgia President Jeer Moorhead suggested earlier this year. You know what I say, Mike? I'm tired of it. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Move the hell away.
I agree. That will hurt the SEC a bit.
Go
if
away.
It's just the SEC and the Big Ten
go away.
That move away, like they're their own
then
little
you
league.
Can't have March Madness. You can do your own little playoff, but we'll be fine watching this, and you guys can go be the XFL. Go ahead. Go be semi-pro football and see how that works when these colleges won't participate with you and the rest of your teams as far as building their schedules. You're just going to beat each other up. Great. Go have fun with that. Go have fun with it.
Yeah. I think that if they do split off, it's going to be the most terrible decision that they have ever
yes.
made.
You think people are going to care as much about the SEC and Big Ten rivalry? Because, Michael, do you really care if it's not the Broncos? Like, say the Broncos get out. Do you really care who wins between the NFC and the AFC, the Super Bowl? Do you really care? Is that bragging rights for you?
I mean, it's more like, which team do I hate?
Yes, but that's what most people. It's like, who do I root for here? If the Big Ten and the SEC break off, and I'm throwing Big Ten in
less
here.
Eyes on the Big Ten
yeah,
and the SEC.
And the whole, who's the big dog in college? Well, now it's just between the two of you. No, because you're not a part of what they're doing anymore. Now it's just between the two of you. It's going to be worse for them than it is the rest of college football, the rest of the NCAA. Break away. Go ahead, SEC. Break away.
And
make
I
my
think
day.
A lot of sponsors are going to go with the SEC and the Big Ten. But once they realize the eyeballs aren't there, because you're going to have people like me, like Big Ten is important to me because that's where my team is. But like outside
this
of that,
is coming from you, a Big Ten fan now, kind of a converted Big Ten fan. But by
force.
You know this would screw over Washington if they left.
Yeah, it would screw
Washington.
Over. Look, if they're going to do it, go ahead and do it. But you
bye
guys
bye.
Are going to have to come crawling back.
I'm tired of them talking about it. You know what I mean? I'm just tired of them talking about it.
I'm tired of them talking, period.
Just
the hell up and
shut
get
up.
This done.
Shut up. Micah says, shut up. Faith says, joining late today. Great to have the whole show back on the radio. My week was lackluster, having to find something to fill the 11 to 2 time slot in my life. Faith, it's good to be back. It's good to be back. And Trevor in Brazil is the real deal. So there you go, Faith. I don't know if he's a real deal, but he's a deal so far. I'm excited about it. Watched a couple of games. Watched a couple of summer league games. Pumped about that. Michigan Athletic Director Ward Manuel to step down at the end of the calendar year. The school also released a summary of an independent investigation to the culture of the scandal-plagued athletic department, which concluded that issues were not widespread. A lot of stuff's been going on there, though, Mike. A lot of bad stuff. The Sherrone Moore stuff. You had tons of different things happening.
Yeah, if you have a lot of stuff happening under your watch, you should probably go somewhere else.
Probably. If you're the athletic director and the things you're supposed to direct the most are the coaches, and the coaches are the ones kind of doing weird things, yeah. It's not your fault, but it's not your fault. It's not your fault. Like, you've thought this guy was someone he wasn't. You hired him, and then he did some silly things. You misfired. You made the wrong move. But that's how it goes sometimes. And, yeah, there should be consequences to that. Giants running back Cam Scadaboo, perfectly fine. After a botched backflip, he said he's perfectly fine, failing to land a backflip, appearing to land awkwardly on his surgically repaired right ankle during an appearance at Fanatics Fest on Saturday. I worry about this guy's longevity anyway, with the way he plays in games, but you're not helping yourself at all. You just you broke your ankle, you repair your ankle, and now you're doing backflips on your ankle? Come on. Not a good. I like Scadaboo too, but don't do this. He attempted his trademark backflip, and that went viral after he fell to the ground while trying to land the flip. Addressing the elephant in the room at another Fanatics Fest appearance on Sunday, Scadaboo said he is good following the fall and promised to not hurt myself before the season. He blamed the flop the botched flip on the bouncy floors. How about just not? How just not to, to not to? How about to not to? Don't do that.
Well, I mean, how about this? He hasn't backflipped in a while, so he's out of practice. He had that surgery. I mean, if you're going to do this, Cam, do it on the football field so that when you hurt yourself, the league pays you.
No, don't do it at all.
If he does it off the outside the facility,
nowhere.
You lose your
money.
Don't
do it at all. Don't do it at all. If you're a future member of this Giants football team, they're trying to turn things around there in New York, then you don't do it at all. And Bo Nix, same thing. We'd be freaking out if we saw Bo Nix doing flips, even at training camp. 12 of 16 the time. Coming up next, we'll have Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, join us in just a moment. But first, we'll take a short break here. Keep it on the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Local news during your commute. Good morning, NoCo. Weekdays at 6 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets Podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hall.
Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour, welcome back into the whole show. I want to shout out to the Eaton Country Club. That's Northern Colorado's hidden gem of a golf course. Resides, can I spit that out, here in Eaton, and it is a wonderful place. The Eaton Country Club, they have some of the best greens in Northern Colorado. And listen, if you're thinking about becoming a member, you want to become a member, or you've just heard a lot of good things about it, they have tons of tournaments that you can sign up for that are open to the public. So check them out online at eatoncc.net. Joining me now on the First Advantage Hotline, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, Mark Johnson. Mark, I'm starting to pick up all my preview magazines, all my stuff to gear up for this upcoming season. And maybe that helps a little bit, but this year feels like more than ever, it is going to be next to impossible to predict just what's going to happen in these conferences.
I don't know. I mean, it's so funny. And, you know, once we start getting into January and they have the media days, all of a sudden my inbox starts filling up and, you know, fans are starting to think about it and they're getting excited about it and dropping me all these lines. What do you think? What's going to happen? MJ, what's this guy going to be like? I don't know. I always tell people, ask me about September 1, right? Because then I've got it figured out because I've been at camp and I get a chance to see these guys. Well, listen, everybody this time of year is optimistic for the most part, right? I mean, you see, if you follow a lot of college football programs on social media, everyone's putting out the hype videos, everyone's excited, everyone's talking about this and that, everybody's undefeated. You know, what do they always say about you know, baseball in the springtime? Hope springs eternal, right? And so that's where we're at right now, and that's good. I mean, that generates a lot of excitement. People are jacked up. They're all, you know, right now just in a frenzy about what's going to happen, and you know, we're starting to get planning the all the preseason stuff and all the speaking events and all the pep rallies and all that's going on. And so I think it's a great time of year. What are we, something like 47 or 48 days away now from college football? And so it's a fun time of year, man. I'm looking, you know, you've shaved your face and football is on deck, so it's a good time of year.
That's when you know you're getting closer. The face is shaved, the beard is gone, the Rockies are an afterthought. No, the Rockies are fine, you know, I'm not as excited as I was for every win. And now we're moving forward here. Mark, I know you're probably a specialist to talk to me about this one. Why is Coach Prime not going to be featured in the new college football video game, Mark? I know you're a big gamer. I can just picture you taking that cowboy hat off and throwing on the headset, and away we go.
When you say gamer, a guy was at roping practice the other day. He goes, yeah. How come you rope so much better in the jackpots you're in than you do when we're out here practicing? I said, because I'm a gamer. Now, for a guy my age, the term gamer has a very different connotation than it does for younger people. When I was growing up, the word gamer meant that when the lights came on and you were competing, man, that's when you played your best. The word gamer now today has to do with the video game thing.
Mm-hmm.
Why he's not being featured, my assumption would be, as big of a brand and corporation as Prime is, that there's probably legal issues there as to why he's not going to be. They weren't willing to pay, you know, his lawyers and all the people that they had to talk to about that kind of thing, the amount of money it would have taken to get Prime. That's my guess as to why he's probably not on.
Well, and you know, he's not the first one to do that either, because, you know, growing up being a gamer, Mark, Michael Jordan.
What kind of gamer were you, by the way?
Oh, primarily the sports stuff. I did Madden. I would do the NBA games. A couple times I'd do the hockey games. You know, but again, I didn't do it as much. I was a farm kid, so Dad always wanted me to do important stuff like be outside. And so I didn't get to play as much as I would have liked growing up. But I'm making up for that now, Mark. Don't worry.
Well, it's good you're using your spare time for very positive productive.
Well, in July, you kind of have to. Once we get into actual football season, I have to choose between pretending to watch, you know, to play football or actually watching real football. And most of the time, I make the right decision.
I like it.
But no, I mean, you know, Bill Belichick, Michael Jordan, there's been years where they weren't featured on the game either. So, I mean, it's not the first time. Just kind of a fascinating one. And of course, I don't really blame Coach Prime because I've seen it before.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, listen, man, if we live in the world of name, image, and likeness like we do, if you're going to use my name, image, or likeness, you better be paying for it, right? Especially when you're somebody that moves a needle, you know, like Coach Prime is. I mean, you know, if they want to put you and me in there, great. You know, give us a $50 gift card for, you know, some buffet someplace. You'd probably be happy about it. And you're not getting Coach Prime for that kind of deal. You got to pay for very prominent, you know, high-profile type of people.
Mark Johnson joining us, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, also the voice of reason when it comes to the NCAA. I read this report. We went over it in the top stories today, Mark, but, you know, the whole SEC breakaway talk, Sankey talking about it, still a part of the. I'm at the point now where I'm like, just go. Fine. Go do your own thing. Be the XFL. Go make your own thing happen.
You continue to hear it, and I continue to think, okay, you can only bluff so long. The SEC breaking away is not going to do itself any favors. And so at some point in time, I think where we're sitting right now with the whole College Save Act and all the negotiations that are going on, I think what we're seeing here, this is still the Big Ten and the SEC to a greater extent, you know, kind of puffing their chest up and beating their own drum and, you know, trying to sound the big boy in the block and on and on and on. And they realize that you can't walk away from this. There's no way you can do it because you're become a lesser property then, if that was the case. And so I think a lot of this has to do with it's a lot of grandstanding and trying to make a lot of noise, and they'll continue to do so. I think I've said this before on your show, Brady. I liken this to, you know, back when Pete Rozelle took over as a 33-year-old commissioner to the NFL. And had to get everybody on board for revenue sharing, and said, so we have to do this. I know that you know, the New York Football Giants, you might be in a very good position, and at that time the Green Bay Packers, you're in a really good position, but you need everybody else. And so I still think that's where it's all going, but you're going to continue because they have had such a financial advantage for, you know, the recent past of college athletics since we've really gotten into the big money in the last 30, 40 years. They're going to continue to try and hold on to that. It's human nature, right? I've got mine. I want everything to be, you know, great for our game or our industry, but I want mine, and you can't take mine. You know, everyone always talks about wanting answers or wanting solutions as long as you don't affect mine. When you affect mine, now we've got a problem. Now, we can affect yours, and we can affect that guy's, and we can affect that guy over there. That's fine that they get affected, just don't affect mine. But I do want a solution. Well, it's a contradictory type of mindset. And so here we sit right now, and until we get everybody on board, until the Big Ten or the SEC start saying, okay, we're all going to have to give a little bit to gain a lot, I think that's where it ultimately goes. But until they get to that point where they can see past their own greed, I guess is a good way of putting it, we're going to continue to have these kind of fights.
Mark, if you were in charge of everything, what is the first
issue? And why am
issue?
I not in charge
right.
of everything? Right?
I think you should. I would vote for you. I would vote for you, and then I put my headset on and get back to gaming. I have more important things to do, Mark. If you were in charge, yep. what is the first thing you would focus on, the first thing you would really try to change?
I think one thing I would look at immediately would be a national negotiating broadcast rights circumstance. That's what I would look at. I think there's enormous money. You know, I've read a couple of pieces by some private equity type guys who believe that college football might be undervalued. I don't know if this is true, by a power of 10. I'm not sure if that's true. But they've got some very big ideas about what college athletics could be. And I think that would be the one thing I would look at. Okay, if the power conferences all got together and said, we're going to sit down at the table together and not negotiate these things individually, I think the financial power behind that would be unbelievable. Now, you're going to have some that are going to step back and say, okay, we've got an advantage right now. The Big Ten has got the greatest advantage with their broadcast deal. The SEC's got the number two advantage. But if they want to continue to have this nationwide league that taps into the history of what college football is and makes it great, because we've got these regional ideas of these teams, because we've like I said before, mom and dad went to the school, I went to the school, the uncles went to the school, we got all this history. We've all been Buffs, we've all been Rams or Huskers or whatever we are. We love these programs as a result of that. If you want to keep that aspect of college athletics, which is what sets it apart from the NFL, if you want to keep that, you've got to negotiate this thing, you've got to keep a nationwide type of league. That's why the SEC kind of taking its ball and going and doing its own thing doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So if you get to that point where these leagues are willing to sacrifice some of that, the greater gain, I think, on the backside is going to be amazing. But you lose this financial advantage you've had at this point. Why the last few years have we not seen an SEC team in the national championship game or winning a national championship game? Because they've had some of their advantage taken away, and I think it scares the daylights out of them right now. And so now they're really panicking. So I think that's the number one thing I would do. If you did a national, table negotiation with all the television networks, I think the financial gain of the back end for everybody would be phenomenal, but a couple of leagues would lose a little bit of their advantage.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's obviously an issue with, especially when you're talking with the SEC and the Big Ten, but I think that would be a great way to start. And you can, the way you kind of laid it out for us, you can see why that is one of the bullet points on this. Save the world, college sports, make America great. I don't know what it is, Mark. I don't know. There's so many abbreviations now. I'm not sure what it is. But that's one of the big points they want to address.
Yeah, and I think it makes sense. And that would go a long way to stabilizing where we're at right now. It would all of a sudden lay down, I think, a very nice bedrock across the country. And it'd give us a firm foundation. And then we can move from there. So once you have that taken place, we're starting to get our arms around the transfer portal a little bit. And once you have, one of the reasons why nobody wants to give college athletics the antitrust exemption to people in Washington, D.C., they don't trust the NCAA. There's no reason to trust the NCAA. The NCAA hasn't earned any trust up to this point. And so if you do this, I think, it lays a great foundation. It starts to show there's going to be some stability here. And then you start to build that trust. You can get antitrust exemption. Then you can start the negotiating process, where you're going to be negotiating with a players union, which ultimately is going to be here anyway. And you can have some sort of structure here. But until you start moving in that direction, it's just this, everyone's trying to pick up handfuls of water, and we know how that works.
Yeah. No, well said, Mark. Always appreciate it, man. And, here we are, July 20th. I think we've got one more week in July where we'll catch up with you, Mark.
Yep.
And then once we get into August, it gets here pretty quickly, man. We'll actually be in the calendar month where there will be real football being played.
I know. It's crazy. I always know, because, I do that 100-mile wilderness ride every year at the end of July. And so I'm leaving on Friday for that. I get back the following Friday. So I won't be in phone's reach next week for you. But I get back the following Friday, which is, the 31st or whatever that is. And then I think football practice starts August 2nd.
Wow.
We're off and running. I always know that when that ride hits, and as much as I look forward to that, When I get back, then I got to go back and start doing some real work, and that's never fun.
Yeah, so you got to live it up, Mark. Have fun, man, but not too much. Don't live it up too much. You know, come back, you know, 100% ready to go, Mark, because we need you ready.
I'll do my best to be refreshed and ready to hit the ground running, and we'll chat then.
All right, my friend. Look forward to it, and good luck, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, but see you,
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Michael. I don't know. Thinking about it more, like, I don't have that major big of a problem. Coach Prime is opting out of it because I've seen other guys do it before. The whole game, the college football game. It's fine.
Yeah, it's up to him. Honestly, I think it would be funny if instead of it was him, they hired someone who had the exact opposite personality to go, "Hey guys, wait."
Well, they're not going to talk. Do you play video games, Mike?
I play one
They're
of them.
They're just going to have
like
the coach on
games.
The sidelines. They're just going to have the coach on the sidelines. So it'll be probably just some random-looking dude, just like they did with Bill Belichick. Guy had a Patriots hat on and walked around. That's it.
So it's just going to be a generic, faceless dude.
Was he on it? Can you Google this? Was he on it in the first two games? Because they've made two since we revived the whole college football game. I'd be curious to know if he was on the first two. And if he is, and you own a copy of that, maybe that would be worth something. Michael's going to try to effort it. He's going to try to find out.
He was not on College Football 25.
Darn it! So he wasn't on any of them. That's not fun. 12:33 the time. We'll take a short break here, Mike. When we come back, there's this idea that Nikola Jokic needs to take a pay cut. I said it right. You don't watch any Nuggets games, Mike. Needs to take a pay cut or needs to be recruiting, actively recruiting to try to make this team better. And there's plenty of you making these comparisons that all these other guys would do it. There's one major problem with your reasoning. And I'll get to that coming up next. But first, let's get the latest on the Local Sports Flash.
Here in Colorado, doing business is more than a transaction. It's a handshake, a neighbor helping a neighbor. And at Bank of Colorado, that's the way it's been since 1978. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado. And as Colorado's largest family-owned bank, we're built on personal service and a commitment to giving back. From local schools to community events, we invest where you live, work, and grow. Because this is more than business. It's home. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, and you're listening to The Whole Show on KFK.
Mike, since you're always trying to tell me how to do my job, and you're incredibly wrong, do you ever think about playing the music and then fading it up, like, during the rejoin there? Like, do you ever think about that? You just want to load it dry, nothing there, and then bam. I'm going to take you back to school.
Orange crust.
I'm going to take you back to school, Mike. It's called slow fade up. Slow fade down. Can you do that? Can you do a slow fade down? Okay. So, okay. I'm going to do the David Lee thing. I'm going to say, welcome back to, and then you're already playing the music underneath. Ready? Here we go. Welcome back to the whole show. See, like now you should already be fading it up.
Coming in fast.
And you graduated with a, really? Okay, that's a tough one. That's board op 101 there, Mike.
I'm not a board operator. I'm a co-host.
Well, you said Chris just said, Brady, I thought your co-host was going to take over with special interviews and personal takes at least once or so last week. Yeah, a real co-host would have done a show. Would have done a show.
We were both off last week.
No, you were here.
I mean, I was here, but we were both off.
Let's face it, you're off most of the time. You could have taken an opportunity to do that. Now, I know you had gremlins back there on the rejoin thing, so I'm just messing with you. All right, guys, stop with this whole Nikola Jokic thing should be taking a pay cut so they can build a better team, because that's what Tom Brady did. That's what Tom Brady did. He should be recruiting. He should be here recruiting, trying to get LeBron James on his team. Because that's what Tom Brady did. First off, Tom Brady never took a pay cut. Educate yourself. Never took a pay cut, Mike. They referred to it as, air quotes, pay cut. But his contracts were structured to manipulate the salary cap, converting base salaries into signing bonuses to free up immediate space. So, who is that on, Michael? Do you think Joker's going to waltz into Josh Kroenke's office and say, hey, I know a lot about contracts and crunching numbers and such. Is there a way I can make the same amount of money but structure it in a way that can allow us to get more roster, better roster? That is not on Joker. That is not on Jokic to do that. His job, he hasn't done enough for you. His job is to get triple doubles. His job is to win MVPs. And yet, you now want him. Certain media members, certain fans want Joker to be the... He isn't the owner of the team. He's not the general manager of the team. Second he breaks his leg and can't play basketball anymore, he's done. No, he's not going to come to you willy-nilly and say, doggone it, fellas. Josh, there's got to be something we can do that you've never thought of before. How about restructuring my contract in a way that, I get all my money, but we do it in a way that doesn't mess with the salary cap as badly. That's not on Joker.
According to the internet, which is sourcing their material from Reddit, I don't know what that is, CBS Sports, Yahoo Sports, and Business Insider, Tom Brady has taken a pay cut.
They're referred to as pay cuts, Michael. They're not. His contracts were always structured. I know this for a fact because I had this take years ago. You can Google it on AI. Not most of the time misspells a lot of these things. They were always backloaded or front-loaded, or he was paid up his signing bonus. They just increased the amount of his signing bonus. Plus, he made endorsement deals because he lives in the United States of America, so he always made a ton of money here. Joker doesn't have endorsement deals. So, no, they weren't pay cuts. He didn't say, don't give me $10 million, give me $5
million. It says restructuring salary cap.
There's your key word right there, Mike. They manipulate. This is why the salary cap doesn't exist. And if you go over the top of it, you're probably not a very good general manager. There are a million ways to manipulate the salary cap. And part of that was how they handled Tom Brady. John Elway did it. John Elway did it back in the day so they could get better players. They drove to Sturgis to go get to recruit Gary Zimmerman. That's okay. Yeah, sure. So, okay, you want Nikola Jokic, who lives in Serbia with his family. Everything we love about the man is that he is a family man. He's about that Sombor life. And we want him to get in a plane and drive all over the country and beg LeBron James to be a Denver Nugget. That's not his gig, man. If I have to ask you to join my team, if I have to recruit you, Mike, at this level, at this age, then I don't want you on my team. If it takes me to try to convince you and sell you on this team at your age, 42, whatever he is, no. I'm good. Now, a player up and coming that's MVP quality right now, and you want to say, hey, Joker, can you pick up a phone, make a call? I don't need him driving all over the place. He didn't recruit Zimmerman. He went and convinced him to come out of retirement, to not retire, basically. But no, you can Google it all you want, Mike. Tom Brady didn't cut and lose money. He didn't lose money. He made money. He moved money around. That's what they all do. That's what a lot of baseball contracts, very similar. Not that they have to mess with the salary cap, but just to, take care of a team so they can spend more money this year rather than have to, if they can't spend it in the next 2 years, okay, let's Shohei Ohtani it, backload that contract. There is so much of that that's going on. That is not on Joker to call the Kroenkes and say, guys, let's sit down and go over this because I want to help out. I'm sure if they asked him, he would probably be willing to do it. I don't know. But to my knowledge, none of that's come up yet. And the other thing, he's not going to be here recruiting. You have a you have a star player that doesn't live in the United States of America. He spends however many months away. Once we get into August, I think training camp starts late August. So from late August to whenever the season ends, June, hopefully. You got if you go all the way, Mike, you got 1 month with your family in Serbia. Brady, it's not about if you want to be a professional basketball player and you got to do. He's the 3-time MVP. He's broken every Nuggets record available. I think he's more than already earned whatever kind of. He seriously got jackasses arguing whether or not he should be such a good family guy. Such a good hometown dude. He should be here in the States recruiting. Then why do you have two general managers? Why is Josh Kroenke on this? Why? I don't know. This is dumb. He said, Chris, sounds like Joker would be in trouble if he were to mow lawns or train horses for the Kroenke family. I don't know about that. I'm just saying this idea that he should take a pay cut to try to get better players here, dude, they're so close to the second apron anyway. He's going to have to take a monster pay cut. I've never been one of those guys. If when I hear about it, I know most of the time it's not what it really sounds like. Like you say, you can Google Tom Brady, did he take pay cuts? You can Google it, and it will tell you. 100%, he did. But those pay cuts were just ways to manipulate the salary cap. He didn't lose money. He made a lot of money. And of course, he's in America too, so he gets to make a lot of those endorsement deals to try to make up for manipulating the salary cap too. Joker's not here to do that stuff. So, yeah. Nope, I don't love that take. 48 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break. We'll wrap up hour number two. Coming up, clip of the day is not a sports-related clip. We'll get to it. Also, Brock Wisney is in the news. Former UNC Bears player, good friend of mine. Trey McBride sat down with Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. I'll get into some of that story, too. Keep it here on The Whole Show. We'll be right back.
The Preps football broadcast will sound a little different this season. Hear Jerry Schammel, Bruce Dick, and the studio man Kyle Johnson every Friday night this football season. Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, Ram fans, this is Ali Farokmanesh, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Thanks to On the Rocks Liquor. Man, they've been a sponsor of this show's for a very, very long time. The beverage of the week. Sun Cruisers, these vodka-based cocktails are the best way to beat the heat. Available at 8 different flavors, from classic tea to pink lemonade, they will get you through the heat. That is On the Rocks Liquor, half a mile south of Highway 34 on 47th Avenue. They got their free wine and beer tastings coming up on Friday, so make sure you check that out. Great way to try something new, might become your new go-to. On the Rocks Liquor, make your next celebration On the Rocks. Michael, hopefully this is the last day of this very hot weather we've had. It has not been a friend of mine. Last week was brutal. 2 weeks ago, at least, it was like we'd get a little storm coming in around 3 or 4. You get clouds coming in. Last week was none of that. We didn't get anything. Not a cloud in the sky.
According to the internet,
here we go again.
Is 1 degree hotter than one of the worst boy bands from the 90s.
Are you proud of that?
Yes, I am.
Are you proud of that? I don't.
Our high is supposed to be 101,
ugh.
Low 70. Tomorrow is supposed to be 93, 64.
Ooh. Better than it was, though. I'll take that over the hundreds.
Thursday
or the close
is supposed to
the 100s.
89
oh,
degrees.
Oh, nice.
With a low of 62.
Now we're getting
possibly
cool.
Possibly some thunderstorms.
There we go.
Now I'm looking at the most inaccurate weather forecast.
Yeah, why aren't you looking at Cody's stuff, Denver Front Range and weather? Why are you Googling
it? I have to get on
it?
Facebook, and I don't want to.
Okay. That's probably better for the world. Coming up next, we got the clip of the day and the Brock Wisney story that kind of took place over the week last week. I did reach out, and we'll give you the update on how that went. Talk about it coming up next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.